watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, January 16th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got to tell you, I am very proud of myself. It's almost completed. I got a few more things to do, but I replaced a dishwasher by myself. I didn't pay a plumber. I didn't pay an electrician. I watched a couple YouTube videos. We had a GE profile that was installed when the house was probably built back in the day when the kitchen was all GE profile appliances, built in 2006. Well, we did dishes a week or so ago and came out and there was water all over the hardwood floor in the kitchen. The drain pump, something failed in the dishwasher. It was time. The tines inside had rusted out, a couple of them broken off. Wasn't really cleaning the dishes that great anyway. So I watched the video, cleaned up the mess. It warped a few of our planks in the hardwood floor. I'm in the process of putting them back in place. I learned another technique on YouTube. You use hot water, you put it back on those planks, and then you put some heavy water jugs, my MAGA water jugs, the 7 gallons that I fill up with John Davis. Well, I brought in three of those. They weigh about almost 60 pounds apiece. And I put those over top of the warped boards and we're flattening them out. Went and got a new dishwasher and got it shipped. Took it out of the crate, followed the instructions. I'm almost there. I've got it in place. The electrical was wired up. The drain hose was replaced. The new water line was installed. And now I just have to make the final connection of the water line into the dishwasher with the tape that goes on it, the thread tape, screw on a garden hose type connection, put the insulation, the sound deadening insulation in it, and put in the kick plate on the bottom. Secure it to the cabinet and turn it on. And I did that all by myself. So even lifted it into the house after the delivery guy left it on the front porch. So, very proud. Very proud. I'm looking down at my hands and I've got cuts on my knuckles from reaching up in there. Those sharp, man, why do they make those pieces of sheet metal in there so dang sharp? But anyway, accomplishment. Something I wanted to do on my own. Did not want to pay a plumber to come do it. Nope, I wanted to do it myself. and save some money, and proud of myself able to do it. Hopefully you have a few of those little projects like that that you can get done too. Makes you feel good about yourself. Tom Walker says, yeah, Randy, YouTube is great for learning how to do certain things. Yes, absolutely. One of the things that I'm going to continue talking about, I started the conversation, the plan. 2025, we're coming alive in 2025. There's going to be some things that we're going to learn, we're going to do together, that we are going to share with friends, radio family members, new family members. We're going to get into all that. We're going to keep an eye on Lansing. I got a few stories to get to yet here in this hour. But the plan, we're going to talk about the plan in the next segment. Short break, we'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Our good buddy Tony over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord is doing an Otsego County food drive. It's going to start on, let's see, this will be Saturday and Sunday. This Saturday, the 18th, Sunday the 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Treetops Resort. What he's done is he's taken over a 2024 Jayco Seismic 359 toy hauler. It's a fifth wheel toy hauler, 2024, probably might be brand new. Could be used, I'm not sure. The Otsego County Food Pantry volunteers will be on site at Treetops Resort in Gaylord to collect donations and non-perishable food items, canned goods. They're going to be stationed in their cozy 2024 Jayco Seismic 359 toy hauler. You'll be able to come in and tour this fifth wheel. If you decide to purchase it, a portion of the profits will go directly to the Otsego County Food Pantry, and you can bring canned goods, boxed foods, canned goods, non-perishable food items. They are raising awareness and asking to help raise funds to feed hungry people in Otsego County. So if you're in the market for a toy hauler, go over and check this one out. Negotiate a great deal. Tony will help you get financing. If you've got a travel trailer or perhaps an RV of some sort that you're no longer using, wanting, trade it in toward the purchase of this one. It does require a pickup truck because it is a fifth wheel. But it sounds like a great toy hauler. 2024 Jayco Seismic 359. So go over and check it out. It's going to be at Treetops Resort this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. So, great cause, going to feed hungry people in their own Otsego County. Greatly appreciate him doing that. So let's continue this conversation about the plan for 2025. When I rolled it out on New Year's Day, I was on the air on New Year's. I decided to continue working, to start the new year working. I did the show. I talked about the plan. First of all, it's going to require an investment in yourself, in your community, in your education process. I've asked you to save and set aside, when you can, $500. Put it under your mattress, put it in your glove box, put it somewhere. Get $500. If you have to do it monthly, do $100 a month for January, February, March, April, and May, and put $500 aside. There's going to be events. There's going to be parties. There's going to be activities that you are going to need to go to this year. One of them, I want you to put on your calendar already. No excuses, no family reunions, no class reunions, no parties, the fourth Saturday in August. It's going to be Saturday, August 23rd, 2025, this year, in Central Lake, Michigan. We are going to party. We're going to focus on young people, young kids, neighbor kids, your own children, grandkids, great-grandkids, borrow your neighbor's kid, come to this event. Gates will open up at 12 noon. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to be smoking our pork again this year. My world-famous carrot cake is going to be there. We're going to be raising money for the Antrim County Republican Party because we still need to raise money to get some other people elected in this county and to change some things on certain school boards, library boards. The Republican Party of Antrim County will be hosting it this year. I will be the point man on it, like I have been for the last five. This will be our sixth annual event, and we want you guys to come. Adult ticket prices this year, it's going to be a $50 donation to raise money for the Antrim County Republican Party. The teenagers, 13 to 19, will be $20. The kids 12 and under, free. But we're going to teach them firearm safety. Brett Gooding, Tammy, his whole crew, Great Northern Firearms Training, Tom Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing. We will focus on teaching kids about firearms. If Dave Ageham is available, we'll have a sit-down conversation with him about his service as a fighter pilot, his understanding of the Second Amendment, why it's so critically important to teach our kids and our grandkids about the Second Amendment, to carry on this tradition. Because we're getting older. We're going to die. We're not going to be here to talk about it. And we need them to understand the importance, the tradition, the heritage of it, and they need to continue it. We've trained all our kids and grandkids how to shoot. Right there, actually, at Richard Davis's compound in Central Lake. It's on Muckle Road. We greatly appreciate him. I'm going to reach out to him, get him confirmed for the date. Fourth Saturday in August, the 23rd, 12 noon to 4 p.m., God's always blessed us with beautiful weather, 80 degrees, sunny, blue skies, nice gentle wind coming off the waters. Greatly appreciate it. We'd love for you guys to be there. But there's going to be other events. There's going to be Reagan Day dinners. There's going to be fundraising, Lincoln Day dinners, all the things that need to be done. But the most important one that's coming up soon is 2 weeks from tonight. January 30th at 7 p.m., all 83 county parties in the state of Michigan for the Republicans are going to be having county conventions. Call the conventions have been sent out. If you're a precinct delegate or you want to become a precinct delegate, get involved in your local county party, you need to come to your county convention 2 weeks from tonight. Put it on your calendar. Well, Randy, I'm not sure I want to be a precinct delegate. I don't even know what it is. It is the lowest elected appointed office volunteer position in the state of Michigan. If you were on the ballot in August and got elected to be a precinct delegate, you are one. But if you're not, you didn't do that, and you're just now hearing about this for the very first time, you need to go to your county convention. Because after the business of the county convention, you can raise your hand and ask the county chair if there's an opening in your township, in your city, your village, your ward, your district, your area, depending on your county structure. Can I become and be elevated to be a precinct delegate to fill a position to represent my community, my area? Well, this is your opportunity. Because when they get done with the work of the convention, you raise that question, you may be elevated to fill the vacancy for precinct delegate to represent your community. Going forward at future county conventions, you'll get a call to convention either by email or in the mail, and you will come to the next one. But in going on January 30th, it's very important for you to understand this. The direction of the Michigan Republican Party is at stake. We will be electing at the state convention on February 21st, 22nd in Detroit, the old Cobo Hall, they call the Huntington Place. State convention will be held. Every single voting delegate and alternate will go to that location Friday, February 21st. Congressional district caucuses will be held on Friday night, Saturday, the work of the state convention. We will be electing a new chairman for the Michigan Republican Party. I have personally endorsed Jim Runstad, state senator, to be the next party chair. Very conservative voting record while in the House and in the Senate. He can raise money. If you've been watching Fox News or Fox Business, you've been seeing his TV ads. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've been hearing the commercials. Jim raised the $15,000 participation fee that the state committee of the Republican Party is charging these four candidates. The $60,000 is basically going to help pay for the Huntington Place Convention Center for Friday and Saturday, February 21st, 22nd. You need to be part of this process because when you go to the county convention, you guys will be electing delegates and alternates to go to Detroit in February. You need to see this process. You need to be part of this process. If you are a precinct delegate, you've joined the party, you've paid your dues, you are going to be there at your county convention, maybe you want to come to the state convention. Vicky and I are going to be there. I've already booked our hotel room. We are going to be working the floor for Jim Runstad and Bernadette Smith, his chosen candidate for co-chair. This is critically important, folks, because we have a clear choice here between the political consultants continuing to run this state party or a grassroots conservative state rep, state senator, now chair to be of the Michigan Republican Party. This is inside politics, folks. And it all starts 2 weeks from tonight on January 30th at 7 o'clock. Find out where your county party is holding its county convention and go to it. It's critically important that you do this. Especially if you're a precinct delegate, you're obligated to do it. If you're not a precinct delegate, after the convention, after the work of sending voting for delegates, alternates to go to the state convention, you can raise your hand, be recognized by the chair, and ask if you can be elevated to be a precinct delegate for my area. That's what you say. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be elevated to be a precinct delegate for my area. Where do you live? Well, I live in, you know, Bear Creek Township, Resort Township, whatever. Let me check and see if we have a vacancy. Might check with the secretary of the party. Can you look up Resort Township? Do we have a vacancy? Do we have an empty spot? Yes, we do, Mr. Chairman. Great. What's your name? What's your phone number? What's your street address? What is your email address, phone number, cell phone? We'll get in touch with you. We will send it. But yes, I will submit your name to the state party for you to be recognized as now a precinct delegate for your area. That's how it is done. And that happens 2 weeks from tonight, January 30th at 7 p.m. at your local county convention. New leadership for your county party, sending delegates to state convention, having a say as to who gets to be the next chair of the Michigan Republican Party. It's all part of the plan, folks, for 2025. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions.